The gathering of dhikr of Allah is like the gathering where the angels attend. And we've probably heard this subject various times before, that when the gathering of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is started and a person does the dhikr of Allah, then from the heavens barakat descends, and in such numbers the malaika and the angels, they descend, that up to the heavens is totally crowded with the angels, and there's no place that remains where even a square inch or a square millimeter remains empty without the presence of the angels. And this is our iman, that whatever reaches to us via the Quran and Hadith, we have total yaqeen and certainty on this, that this is reality, that this is the reality. So this is a gathering full of barakah and blessings. And first of all, we should do shukr to Allah. We should be grateful to Allah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us whatever we are, broken down, we are weak, etc. Allah Ta'ala has given us the karam and His mercy. He's given us this opportunity to attend this majlis, this gathering, about which it is stated that the gathering of dhikr is the gathering of the angels, because the angels have the link with this gathering. And yes, the subject to come after this is very interesting. That every individual, every person likes that thing with which there is some compatibility, with which there is some attraction. Every person likes an item or an action with which there is mutual understanding and compatibility, and with which his nature and characteristics meet and match. Yeah, and that is what a person likes to do or to see or to pass his time with. So here, the point that will come to the discussion is something to think about, and the question or the doubt will be answered. That what does this mean? So first I said that from the heavens the angels descend. They come to the earth. And which gathering do they like to go to? The gathering where we, such broken down individuals and sinners, are sitting. Allah knows best what actions we have committed and before this majlis, and we come here and Allah has allowed us to come here. But angels, they're coming to the same gathering. Angels, they are sinless, innocent, pure. And us, we are people of the world who are full of sin. And the angels are coming to our gathering. So remember, the second point I mentioned is that a person only goes and meets or does an action or meets a person or likes that which has compatibility and mutual compatibility. And we are different to the angels. We are in the dunya, we commit sins, we do idle talk, we disobey Allah, morning till evening, futile actions. And the angels, they are sinless, they are innocent, they are pure. But we don't have that then mutual, you can say, connection or compatibility with angels, do we? So now we need to think on this point. So here, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, for the people who do dhikr, a great status has been given. And a beautiful way the praise has been made to the people who remember Allah Ta'ala. Now when it is stated that the angels descend from the heavens and they come to the earth, and who do they sit with? With me and you. Us, isn't it? With the fadl of Allah, with Allah's blessings, they will come to us. So they have such a great maqam and rank and status in the heavens, and they'll come down to the heaven, to the earth, and sit with the sinners. So on one side are the sinners, and on the other side is that enlightened creation, the angels. And there's nothing that links us, is there? They're sitting with us, physically. So it's stated here that a person can only meet or mingle with those who mutually he's compatible with or has the same qualities, characteristics. So how do we have that with the angels? We have no link with them, no connection with them, no similarity with them. So what we realize here is a beautiful, great point, is that when a person is doing dhikr of Allah, then all of his condition and his self, it elevates to the status of the angels. Yes, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to the barakat and the blessings and greatness of the action of dhikr of Allah, despite the human being being full of sin, Allah ta'ala purifies him so much that the angels are proud to sit with that person or those people. What a beautiful point. So they don't realize the difference. They say, oh, these people are totally like us, they're pure, there's nur coming from them, light. Look at Allah's karam and rahmah and mercy, that due to the barakah of dhikr, how we came, what were we before, what niyyah did we make when we came to the masjid, and totally our state has changed and transformed to a great state, to a great appearance. Subhanallah. So this is the majlis of the dhikr of Allah, which is so lofty and great. So as long as a person sits in the gathering, then his situation physically, spiritually will be very similar to the angels. That is how Allah Ta'ala elevates the rank of the dhakirin. And there's another point that comes out of this or emanates from this, is that when there is such a gathering in which the malaika are sitting, the angels are sitting, then the human being himself, he has those same qualities and attributes and he becomes pure. Then tell me, will the prayers not be accepted in that majlis? Will our difficulties not go far away? Will our problems not be eliminated? Will the barakah, the blessings not come into our wealth? Will our sins not get removed and forgiven? Will the doors of paradise not open for us? Will Allah Ta'ala not be pleased with us? So which other majlis do we need to become, for Allah to become pleased with us? So these are guaranteed points that coming to this majlis, inshallah, the individual, whatever du'as he presents to Allah and he cries and he pleads to his Lord, and whatever we do and however we ask, we request to Allah, we remember Allah, we present our issues, our illnesses. Allah says, this gathering is full of nur and light, and the angels have come and you yourself have been elevated to that rank, and ask Allah, Allah says, I will give. So this is another point that emanates from this. And another point is that the dhikr majlis, the gathering of dhikr, is full of nur. And this is the gathering of the angels. In the same way, it is stated that wasting time and idle actions, incorrect gatherings where time is killed and not good actions are carried out, no benefit is accrued, these are the gatherings, you can say, assemblies of shaitan. Just like the gathering of the dhakirin is the gathering of the angels, but gatherings where time is wasted, nothing is benefited for the akhirah, and incorrect actions are carried out, these are the gatherings of like shaitani gatherings. So who comes to the nurani gathering, to the gathering of dhikr? The angels, the heavenly angels. And when there's the majlis of shaitan, then who will come? The shaitans, the jinn, problems, calamities, tragedies, everything will be included. Because remember, where there is compatibility will be due to the mutual characteristics and qualities and traits and habits. So in the gathering of the dhakirin, the angels come. But in the gathering of darkness and sin, or wrong actions, shaitan will come, jinnat will come, evil forces will come. Shaitan descends to the gathering and bad forces come to the gathering. So what we realize that when we sit in the gathering of dhikr and we are elevated to the rank of the angels, so those people who sit in the wrong gatherings, then they descend to the level of shaitan. How big a point. What will happen there? What will happen there then? And every place in the world you will get two types of gatherings. In your life, remember this, there's no third majlis. There's no third type. It's either shaitan's assembly or Allah Ta'ala's dhikr's assembly. That's it. There's no third type of assembly. It's either Allah Ta'ala's assembly, gathering majlis where Allah Ta'ala is mentioned and glorified, or shaitan's majlis. Just like the gathering of dhikr is nurani, full of light. Allah Ta'ala says, open the doors of paradise. Ask me if du'as and barakat and blessings will come to you. And the gathering of shaitan, the assembly of shaitani actions, waste of time and material things, then shaitans are all present there. Then problems, calamities, tragedies, worries, issues, arguments, quarrels, all of these things will be attained from this gathering, because it's dirty and it's impure and it will lead to zero, a conclusion. So this is in our control. This is in our control. What is it stated? That the person has the free will. He can go to whichever assembly he wills, gathering he wills. Allah Ta'ala has given us a freedom of will. Both gatherings are there. Both environments are there. Both sorts of company are there. Allah Ta'ala says, your choice. I've explained to you. Either your days and your nights, you can pass with the shaitan, shaitani people and actions. But don't imagine that you're in the gathering of shaitan and you will get barakat and rahmah and your problems will go far. Or on the whole, on the other side, that you can sit down and complain, oh, in my house there's problems, I've got family problems, my children are disobedient, they don't listen to me, there's no barakah at home, I try to do worship, but still I've got problems. Thousands of words, but shaitani actions, shaitani gatherings, and incorrect gatherings, and then we expect to have the nice, cool life without issues. No. So Allah Ta'ala says that this is what happens. Shaitan, they come, they attend, and they then distract us and deviate us and take us off track. So this is clear, crystal clear. Allah Ta'ala says, it's your choice. I've explained to you what is right and wrong. What is good and bad. Either come towards the excellent gatherings, morning, evening, afternoon. Whenever you sit down, then you will become like the angels. Lofty, even 10 minutes, those qualities and attributes of the angels will come into you. 15 minutes you sit to do dhikr, the angelic qualities and attributes will come to you. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour. But despite this, and knowing this, we don't come to do dhikr. We don't have the emphasis on dhikr. We think it's not important. Notifications come to us. Messages come to us. We know that there's a gathering of dhikr here today in Al-Falah Masjid. Who doesn't know? Everybody knows. But despite that, Allah Ta'ala says that this is in your control now. You can do what you will, but I've explained to you. Either become shaitan and cry and complain over your misfortunes, but don't think that if you do the bad things or go to do bad actions or go to bad assemblies and gatherings that you're going to get barakat and blessings. No, but if you go to the gathering of dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says that inshallah within days your life will change for the better. You'll become a good person, problems will be eliminated from your life, and deen will come into life, the right track will come into your life, the path of deen will come into your life, the love with Allah will come into your heart, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come into your heart. It'll be easy for you to practice, my brothers. Be grateful to Allah. Allah has given us tawfiq for dhikr, but we need to be steadfast on this. And Allahu Akbar, when you hear or learn that there's a gathering of dhikr taking place, then reach there for your sake. Don't come for me. Don't come for X, Y, Z. Such great fadail, blessings, rewards, and beauty. Then why should we waste that time? 30, 45 minutes, we're getting such great na'amas, rewards. So what should we do that... if we have problems in life and we have these things and there are issues in life and downfalls, then we should think that if I go to this gathering, I will inshallah present my request to Allah. I'll do dua. During dhikr, you can do dua to Allah. That Allah, I've got problems, I've got issues, I came with this intention. You said yourself that your majlis of dhikr is full of barakat. And this majlis is not just in Masjid al-Falah. Alhamdulillah, this dhikr does great achievements. It achieves great things. All men and women in the world, they're included in this majlis. And they will get the same thawab, the same reward, because this is a dhikr majlis. Angels are descending there as well, for the children, for the women, and those people who couldn't come, who live far away, and they're further away from us. But the reason is Allah Ta'ala looks at their heart. They have love with dhikr, so they sacrifice the time. They know that in Al-Falah Masjid, that we've read the notification, there's dhikr, and there's a system where they can connect, and they join in the gathering. So they get the full reward, they get the full benefit. Not just this, let's not think that it's us only who are getting the reward. Wherever people are, Allah Ta'ala says that if you are connected to the dhikr gathering, then you will get the same reward. So to have barakah in your homes, this is no benefit for me. This is no benefit for me. If you think I'm speaking for my benefit, no, I'm going to get famous, or I'm spreading my name. You know about me, that I have no desire to be famous. I have no desire for personality status. What is the benefit for me? Or that there will be an advert in the paper, this murid of this sheikh. No, this is no desire. But this is benefit to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the objective. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us such great messages and advice. Then if I learn these things, then why don't I share them? Why shouldn't I share them with the people? And that's my objective. Why should I be a miser and be a person, miserly person who's stingy? So when we know about dhikr, and I know that what is happening in your home, what majlis is going, there are only two majalis in the homes. So which majlis is running in our homes at the moment? Allah Ta'ala knows best. Which gatherings and assemblies, what actions and pastimes do we carry out and hobbies? Alhamdulillah, we've come here now, but the people we've left behind at home, what are they doing? Do we not worry about them? Do we not have care with regard for our women and our children? She cooks the food, she helps the children, they're our blood, they're our family, our relatives, we should worry about them. So if we've come, do one thing for sure, that you know, you have the receiver that connects to the masjid and you can hear what's happening on the speaker of the masjid. This is the system, you know, the receiver transmitter system between the masjid and the home. So leave that at home and tell them that sit in dhikr. I've seen some people, they don't want to, they don't have the desire, but after sitting once, their life changes for the better, their house changed, improved, quality of life came. So barakah is from dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has promised that gathering, the gathering of dhikr, Allah says, wherever it is being conducted will become the gathering of the angels. So definitely work hard on this. Don't think I'm a sinner, I can't do it, my family won't listen. Say to them at home, for a few minutes, definitely listen to the gathering of dhikr. And with love, don't be firm and strict with them. For the sake of Allah, sit down, please. Barakah will come into our house. We've got problems, we've got difficulties, we've got issues. Somebody's not getting admission into university or into school. There are children problems. Sit down, do dhikr, inshallah, our problems will be solved. Explain to them like this, I know. Say that to him, I'm your father, and you know there are many examples, you're not getting a job, you can't get the admission to university, you're not passing, you've got challenges, you're not progressing in life, you're not advancing, all problems in life. So sit down in dhikr, father should advise the children, and do dua. Do dua, and then see how Allah Ta'ala accepts the duas. And inshallah this will happen. Definitely Allah Ta'ala's promise is solid and truth. So do this, leave your women folk and family at home, explain to them and advise them and invite them also to listen to dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has allowed this dhikr to be spread and to be heard, and Allah knows best when it will stop and when it will stop and when it will cease. So we should imagine that dhikr gatherings that we have now are like the river that's flowing, and we go to the riverbed, to the bank of the river, and we drink. And when that river dries up, then we say, oh, we've lost. Where are we going to drink the water from? And that's when the village or the town loses out. Oh, the river used to flow by, there was water we used to take and drink to our fill and utilize for ourselves. Now we have to travel far to the river. Then when will the rivers come? This is Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercies. And such thing Allah Ta'ala allows to continue onwards. So dhikr of Allah is a great action, high lofty action. The fadail of dhikr of Allah for 50 years I've been mentioning. 50 years, you probably heard me. And 50 years, it still doesn't stop the fadail of dhikr. I swear by Allah, it still doesn't stop after 50 years. Yani the man can tire and get tired and exhausted and fatigue can set in, but the barakat of dhikr will never finish. Never finish, I tell you the truth, the reality. Look at this. So this is for those who do. Wait for a while, inshallah our breath will run out one day and we will also pass away, and then see how the angels will come to receive the dhakir. How the angels will carry that soul, and they will rejoice and say, this person who's passed away, his soul we're carrying, he's that person who used to invite us to the earth when he used to do dhikr. We used to go and visit him, and today we are taking him, sending his soul to the heavens in a nice way. The great angels will assist us in that journey, inshallah. So let's have courage. Why do we give up? 2 and 2 is 4, 4 and 2 is 6. There's no benefit of this in the hereafter. What will we benefit from? The dhikr of Allah. So sacrifice some time, make some effort. Who are we doing dhikr for? For ourselves, for our benefit. Have courage, make it continuous and steadfast. Try your best, do it yourself, and tell your household, the people in your household, to do dhikr. And the system we've got of dhikr and majalis during the week, we should benefit others and benefit ourselves. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.